Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports at St. Pius High School, talking to three seniors on the St. Pius volleyball team that is going on to state. They are in the Class 2 state competition at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. They're going to begin play tomorrow, and that's going to be against St. Paul Lutheran. It's round robin. That's the setup. They'll also wind up facing Herman and Licking. They're going to play two sets against each of those schools, and whoever wins the most sets, the top two teams with the most sets won, and the teams with the fewest sets won, will be placed into the championship in third place. So, without further ado, I'm joined by Gabrielle Werner, Kaylee Otek, and Molly Bange, the three seniors for St. Pius. Now, of course, the Lancers won the Class 2 state title in 2017 and 2016. Kaylee Otek was a member of that team, so we'll get to her in a second, but we're going to go to Molly Bange first. This is Molly Bange's first trip to state. Molly, when people keep saying that, like myself and I'm sure probably the entire school over and over again, how does that make you feel?
I'm just, like, super happy to be, like, with my teammates and, like, having this opportunity to go to state and, like, compete.
It's a pretty cool thing. I mean, there's not too many teams that can say they've gone to state. Now, I know you didn't go with 2016 and 2017. This is your first trip. But you know that there is a series of success with this program making it to state and winning state. As far as, you know, sort of thinking on that and relying on that to help you perform at state coming up tomorrow and Saturday, how much do you fall back on that experience that other girls and especially Coach Leftridge have had with this?
So I've been going to state every year since I was like in seventh grade and watching them, and I've always watched them win and have success down at like the Show Me Center, and I just really hope that we can do the same thing this year, and I think that it'll be good to have that history in the program.
Okay, very well. Let's see, Valley Catholic. We'll go to the quarterfinal here, the match that sent you guys to state. Talk about the performance for you, how you felt about it, and just run me through the emotions you had as soon as that final point was won for you guys.
I felt super good the entire game. I felt like our team really came together to win that game. We all fought really hard. We all put everything on the court, and it just felt so good when Kaylee got that last kill off the block, and I just went crazy. It was so awesome.
And you set her up for that?
Yep.
Well, good. There you go. All right. Well, congratulations on making it, and you're very welcome. Let's transition to Gabrielle Werner, another senior. And, like I said, at St. Pius, you guys are used to hearing, oh, St. Pius going to state. Oh, St. Pius going to state in volleyball. But this is your first experience with it. So same question for Molly, for you. The feeling that you have every time you hear that I'm going to state, Gabrielle Werner is going to state.
It just feels unreal because we've been like working all hard so all the season, and I've been seeing like all the teams previous like going up there, and then it's unreal that we're like one of those people to be watched at the Show Me Center.
Now, when we talk about seniors, usually we're talking about experience on the biggest stage, but this is going to be your first real, you know, playing in this kind of atmosphere, this kind of pressure, if you will. Maybe you're not feeling pressure. I don't know what kind of player you are, but how are you feeling about this opportunity?
I feel really good about it. I think we'll have a really good time up there, and I think it'll be a really good experience for everyone. And I feel like if we just keep the positive energy we've had all season, we'll do fine up there.
Take me through the same thing with Molly. Take me through the emotions that you felt immediately after that final point that Kaylee Otek so graciously won for you guys against Valley Catholic to put you guys to state.
It felt unreal. Like, I was so happy. I was crying. I literally had tears of joy, and it was just like, it was one of the most satisfying things too, because in grade school we'd always play Valley, and they were always like the highest competitor we'd play, and I feel like I finally beat them. And I was like, finally.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
One question I didn't pose to Molly, and that is the celebration. How'd you guys do it? How'd you guys celebrate on the court afterwards, afterwards?
Well, I was on the bench, but we all like ran down over there, and we were just like jumping around, and then we high-fived, and we were just like all hugging each other, and we were like falling over. It was amazing.
It just sounded like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, very well. All right, Kaylee, we'll move on to you. You have done this before. Let's start off with, I guess the question is, does the feeling ever go away? Does the feeling of elation and just warmness, I guess, I don't know if that's even a word, but does that ever go away?
Not really. It's always a great time going up to state, and each year is really different. But this year is really nice because I get to do it with two other seniors. Normally, I'm the only one in my class, so it's really awesome to be able to go with all the other people who haven't gotten the opportunity to go up there.
And you know what? They can fall. They can rely on you. You can fall back on that experience. What are the conversations that maybe you've had with some of your teammates, if you've even had, you know, a group discussion or a one-on-one or whatever, about how to approach the mental side of playing at state?
We haven't really talked about it yet, but I'm probably just going to tell them to stay relaxed. Don't think of it as any other game. Just play like how we normally do and just work together and we can do well.
All right, well, Molly and Gabrielle sitting here have now heard it, and I'm sure the rest of the girls will be delighted to hear it as well. Winning a state championship, you know, is not easy, Kaylee, but you've experienced it. You've been on teams that have done it. As far as, you know, going up against the likes of a St. Paul Lutheran and a Herman and a Licking, I mean, these are going to be the best of the best that you guys are going to face moving forward. How does Kaylee Otek personally approach this, and how should the team approach this as far as just being prepared for what's ahead?
I think, like I said before, if we just play together, those teams are all really good. We've watched film on a few of them, so I think we have a little bit of knowledge going into the game, but I think we can do well and... Yeah.
All right. Now, I know practicing and getting ready for something like this might be a little different. Maybe there's a little extra pep in your step. Molly, Gabrielle, you can get in on this if you want as well. But as far as, I guess, what is it, Thursday? So you've had probably, 3 days of practice about, and now you'll go to the Show Me Center here today, and you'll probably get some practice on the floor there. But as far as just where you guys are, in terms of the energy and practice, has it been amped up quite a bit? Anyone who wants to answer that one?
I think it's definitely been pretty much the same, but we've also been like super excited going into it, so we have that extra like we're going to state, like, so we're super excited, and then we all just want to work 10 times harder. We're all encouraging each other, and it's been awesome.
All right, great deal. I do want to bring this up because sometimes throughout a season, there are things that can come up that can surprise us, that can be inspirational to us. And I think you guys probably know where I'm going with this, with the passing of Shelby Meyer. I guess it was about a month ago now or so. And Kaylee, you're sitting here right now wearing the number 4 shirt. And when I came out to cover you guys against Hillsboro, everyone was wearing the shirts on senior night. And I'm sure you guys have probably been wearing it ever since that news came out, but what has it meant to be able to wear that shirt to practice every day, to matches every day, and be able to perform for her?
It really means a lot. So we were all super close to Shelby, and she was such an amazing teammate and a person. So just like having the opportunity to do little things that we've been doing, like the number 4 in our hands and wearing these shirts, and we have like ribbons on our shoes. It's just been awesome to like be able to play for her and play for Summer and the family, because we all know how much it means to them as well.
Gabrielle, did you want to say something on that?
It's been hard, but like being able to show and represent Summer and her family and just being there, because she really was a role model whenever she was here, and we all looked up to her in different ways.
Molly?
The same thing from them, but like I've always looked up to Shelby as like a person and a player, and it just it's awesome just to like have little things like Kaylee said, what we wear and stuff, just like represent her, because volleyball is such a big part of her life, and so is like for Summer and their family. So I feel like we just need to play for Shelby and the Myers.
Well, you guys have done an excellent job doing that. You're on to state, so congratulations on that front. And before I let you guys go, I want to give you guys a chance to give love to your other teammates and I guess maybe a message to Jefferson County about what you guys intend to do at state. Kaylee?
So, yeah, we've all been doing really well. Our other outside, Kennedy Lane, she's done an amazing job. She always finds a way to get a kill. Our passers have all been amazing. So G's sitting right here, Summer, Kirsten, everyone else who passes, they're all just doing an amazing job. And then Molly, she's of course does good. And then all the other hitters like Ava, Hannah, Molly Lewis, she also does good.
All right, very well. And I did forget to say at the very beginning, Gabrielle likes to go by G, so you may have heard Kaylee slipping a G there. But all right, well, girls, well, once again, congratulations on making it to state. Safe bus ride down there. I know you guys are going down there today, so we wish you guys the safest bus ride possible, and best of luck at state. And we'll be there. I'll be there for representing KJF either at 9 o'clock for third place or 10:30 for the championship, calling the game on KJF. So we're happy to follow you guys down there on Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
All right, we'll end it with G's comment there. Again, Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports talking to the state-bound St. Pius Lancers volleyball team.